Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 29th day of October 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, as we are every weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Many days we go over into the fourth hour. Then, of course, I return live this Sunday for the abbreviated transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Obviously, they've got all of the suspicious package bomb threat hysteria going ahead of the election right now, with two UPS planes stopped on the East Coast. In Newark, New Jersey, and, of course, in Philadelphia. They're also tracking down UPS vehicles in Queens, New York. And it all started in England, they admit, dealing with a suspicious box from Yemen with a printer ink cartridge in it. Very scary. But if we give up all of our rights and give all of our tax money to foreign banks, they will protect us. Remember that. When our grandchildren ask why we live in such a police state, you tell them, honey, it's because, you know, the government wanted to protect us from evil men with turbans on their heads. The government wasn't involved in any of the terror. The government hated the takeover and all the trillions they were able to steal. They just did it to protect us, okay? And the bankers took your pension funds. They're getting ready to take your pension funds to keep you safe. To keep you safe from financial collapse as well. They're trying to put carbon taxes on California and other states to keep us safe from the oceans rising and killing us. It's all real. Global warming, Al-Qaeda terrorism, the Headless Horseman, the Easter Bunny, it's all real. Santa Claus is real. Santa Claus is real. He keeps you safe from Al-Qaeda. All right, I'm going to get serious here. We'll break down this ridiculous propaganda fear-mongering. Who knows, that they may even, you know, produce some fake bombs or something for everybody to remind you of how much they care about you. And I want to recap that last Christmas's attack was staged by the government. Mutalib was clearly drugged out of his gourd, drooling, disheveled, led on the plane by U.S. Intelligence personnel. State Department admits they were ordered to help get him on the plane, and then his underwear popped. It was, some type of black cat firecracker in his underwear, in his knickers. So, again, got to give all your rights up, because in America, we give our rights up when anybody attacks us. And in every case, the government's holding the terrorist hand right to... I mean, it's like... Anwar al-Awlaki, Fox News 2 weeks ago. Yeah, he dined at the Pentagon. 2 months after 9/11, he's on the news as the number three in al-Qaeda. He wants to get us, and he's in secret meetings at the Pentagon. But, hey, that's no big deal, okay? We got to give our rights up, or Awlaki is going to get us. He's scary looking. He wears a hood. He's got a little mustache and beard. He doesn't look like us. He's scary. All right. I said I'd stop the satire. I just can't handle it anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You want to know who the terrorists are? It's the people that run our government. You want to know who finances most of the radical Muslims, the occasional real nutball they can get to attack us? The government. I mean, what came out in AP and Reuters this week? Oh, is FBI staging terror? They go out and find mentally deranged people, and their al-Qaeda contact is the FBI, is the CIA, ordering them to attack. The government doesn't just infiltrate terrorist groups. They go out and they create them. And they find drugged-out, lunatic nutcases. Listen, folks, anybody, I could spend a month and go out and find schizophrenic homeless people. Hypothetically, I'd never do this. But you could go out, spend a month, give a few thousand dollars to schizophrenic homeless people, and I can assure you, you, without even knowing psychological tactics, could get them to bring in, you know, some firecrackers into a police station and set them on fire. And then it'd be, bombs, get my rights up. Now, would I be guilty if I got a homeless person to go do that? Yes. Well, is the government guilty? You bet they are. Look, it's all coming up. The economy, you name it. Massive news. Big guests coming up on this Friday transmission. Hoorah! Stay with us.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm about to tell you about who's coming up on this live Friday transmission. The fear-mongering over. First they said UPS, now they're saying it's not UPS with these aircraft grounded on the East Coast. Lots of fear-mongering going on that front. We're getting new affiliates every week, and I want to thank some of those affiliates. In the last 2 months, we've been carried in Dallas, the sixth largest market in the country, on Sundays. They re-air the show at 6 p.m. on KILF, one of the biggest talk stations in the state. And now AM 1630 KKGM is going to carry the show noon to 2, the last 2 hours of the weekday show, live. It's 1630 a.m. It covers all of Dallas-Fort Worth, all of Arlington, and many other counties around it. Big blowtorch, AM 1630 KKGM. For listeners in the Dallas area that listen on shortwave, satellite, or internet, or to the Sunday KILF rebroadcast of the Sunday show. They air it right when the show ends. They re-air it. So we're now on AM 1630 KKGM, big, big, big station. And so we are very, very excited about 1630 picking the show up starting next Monday, and that is official, done deal. Very excited about that. Because, look, a lot of stations in the past have said, look, Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther. And we like his positions on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, libertarian ideas. We know he's a popular talk show host. We know he gets good ratings. We know that. But we don't like 9/11 truth. Well, now the stations are calling up saying, look, it's on Fox News that the number one head of Al-Qaeda, number three on 9/11, was at the Pentagon meeting with Brass 2 months after when there was an arrest warrant out for him. And it's come out, Operation Northwoods, the plan to stage 9/11, and the Gulf of Tonkin's been declassified, and all these videos have been released of bombs going off in the towers, and the FBI director saying it, and, you know, I guess he's right. I guess he isn't as radical as we first thought. This information is unstoppable. I just tell the truth, okay? Period. Period. And it's very simple. And, you know, now Michael Savage every week talks about Obama planning clearly to hype up terror and stage terror attacks in the U.S. A lot of other mainstream hosts are talking about it. And so government-sponsored terrorism, inside job, is now an issue that has become very, very mainstream. Oklahoma City, clear inside job. And presidents come and go, but these staged events, they continue. And so many other things have come out concerning government-sponsored terror. I mean, it's Associated Press. It's the Detroit Free Press. It is mainstream news 2 months after we told you last year in December, the Christmas Day underwear bombing, that Mutalib was led on the plane by an agent of the U.S. government, that he was protected, that the State Department was ordered to help get him on the plane. That's the undersecretary of the State Department, Mr. Kennedy, the head of visas globally. He got under heat saying, how did he get on without all this stuff, without a passport? How did the U.S., you know, help get him a visa? Then he didn't even have it that day, but they still helped him get on. And he said, look, I was ordered to do this by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency. 2 months before that was in the news, who did we have on the show? Kurt Haskell, the lawyer. His wife saw the same thing on the plane from Europe, from Amsterdam to Detroit. The FBI came to his office and told him, you're wrong. Shut up, basically. He said, I'm not going to shut up. And then other witnesses on the plane went public. Okay, and then it came out that it was all true. Why would Kurt Haskell and the other witnesses lie? Okay, it's on record. And they were on the airplane videotaping Mutalib, somebody, a sharp-dressed guy, through the entire 12, 14-hour flight. And all of this is coming out. All of this, look. Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey, who on record was in command of the Fort Hood shooter, in command of the Christmas Day dud bomber, a few months ago, the Times Square event. This is the guy who is in charge of all of this stuff, and we know with Major Hassan at Fort Hood, for 2 years, he was sending emails to Anwar al-Awlaki, reportedly getting orders from him on what he was supposed to do, and it even came out in mainstream news. You can pull this up. We covered it at the time when they had the Fort Hood shooting. That this is so important that the Pentagon and the CIA knew all about it and didn't warn Fort Hood, didn't warn the other bases that this psychiatrist, Major Hassan, was at, and that they allowed it to happen. And they were having a drill that day of a mass shooting and another drill the day before. And at the time, witnesses at Fort Hood said they took our cell phones and they made us erase the video of the shooting, and there were reports of multiple shooters. So we don't even know what really happened there. Now it's come out in court 2 weeks ago that indeed they've been ordered to erase the cell phone footage. Exactly what we heard at the time. Now, this guy, Anwar al-Awlaki, it's why I spent so much time on it last week. And then these are facts. This doesn't go away just because some people want it to or because it's scary. I'm sorry. It's the truth. That Anwar al-Awlaki, 2 months after 9/11, was at the Pentagon in a secret meeting with the entire top brass, including the Secretary of the Army. This is 2 months after he's all over the news as the number three in al-Qaeda. They now say he's the number one in al-Qaeda. Who's the number three now? Adam Gadahn, the admitted grandson of the former head of the ADL, who got arrested beating up Arabs outside mosque 12 years ago. Then, he's Jewish, he becomes the American spokesman for Al-Qaeda with a turban and a beard popping up every time a president, you know, says Al-Qaeda's about to get us. And then he pops up and says, yes, we are, right on time. And then, of course, Wired Magazine and others at major digital conferences looked at the videos of these Al-Qaeda leaders being uploaded to the web and found that the Intel Center, run by former directors of Black Ops and the CIA and the Pentagon, adjuncts of Donald Rumsfeld, that the Intel Center uploaded their logo over it with in the same video layer as the Al-Qaeda logo. You understand that? You know, we're not video geniuses, but we understand video layers here. I'd even done that before it was news and blown it up on our big screen plasma screens back there and looked at the video layers. And you can tell the pixelation was the same in the layer when you blow it up. We'd already talked about that. I mean, I'm not a rocket scientist, but I knew that fat bin Laden, whose nose had grown by an inch, sitting around supposedly getting drunk with young boys. Remember that footage? 9 years ago, right after 9/11, a few months after, I could look at it and tell you it wasn't bin Laden. The CIA told Spy Talk 5 months ago in the Washington Post that, yes, the government put out that fake video. Well, I don't need them to tell me it's fake. I mean, it'd be literally like sticking a beard on me and putting a fake nose on me and saying it was bin Laden. It looked nothing like him. Then they put out a computer-generated bin Laden video that looked like something from a cheap video game. That's how dumb they think you are. And don't forget, I told you in 2004, 2005, 2006 that they were issuing fake terror alerts for political gain. Then Ari Fleischer, the White House spokesman, got up in a press conference and said these have been issued for political gain. I guess to protect himself, he didn't want to be part of it. And then Ridge writes a book that's published last year, the former head of Homeland Security saying he was pressured to issue fake terror alerts ahead of elections. Look, we're only covering the facts here. I mean, do you want me to not tell you that Anwar al-Awlaki's at the Pentagon? Do you not want me to open up Newsweek right after 9/11 when they admittedly said the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases? AP, Washington Post, they just hide it in plain view. Or that six of the 10 9/11 commissioners say they were lied to and they weren't allowed to truly investigate? I mean, facts are facts are facts are facts. Period. End of story. That's the way it is. It doesn't change because we want them to. I wish every day it was Muslim extremist. I wish every day, because that's not scary. I'm not scared of a few hundred lunatics running around with turbans on their heads. But I'll tell you what I am scared of. A globalist corporate takeover that wants to set up a police state for the American people, staging events and allowing lunatics to attack us as a pretext to take our rights. And as I told you 9 years ago, and as I put in my police state films 12, 13 years ago, and as is on record now, 95% or more of all of the Homeland Security apparatus, this is New York Times, Washington Post, but we got the secret documents last year, MIAC and Homeland Security, from law enforcement, confirmed to be real, 95%, the number one threat, returning veterans with guns, conservatives, libertarians, land rights activists, anti-global warming activists, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters, libertarian supporters, Chuck Baldwin supporters, people that like Aaron Russo's film, exposing the IRS, American Freedom to Fascism. That's who they say the number one enemy is. And all these new Southern Poverty Law Center ADL reports, who do they say the number one evil? Alex Jones. I'm not going to hurt a fly. I'm not going to blow anything up. I'm fighting against violence. I want to, through our Constitution, take our government back the way we're supposed to, legally and lawfully and constitutionally. But they want to stage events and terror events to demonize the American people and shut down the true political process in this country. And we've got to get out ahead of these staged terror events. Because those of you Republicans that won't wake up to 9/11, you better wake up when Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama's people, set something off. We've read all the quotes by his people in his White House, the Financial Times of London and others, saying without an Oklahoma City or a new 9/11, Barack Obama won't be able to look strong for the public. And Oklahoma City saved Bill Clinton when he was in the low 40s, went up to the high 60s, right before the election with the Oklahoma City bombing. That saved Bill Clinton. We need another terror attack. They're so dumb, they're right out in the open bragging about it. But I'll read it. When we come back, I'll briefly get into the latest fear-mongering hysteria. Dealing with these airplanes and these shipments out of Yemen and out of other places. And then we're going to get into the economy, and it's huge news on that front. We're going to get into the elections and the huge election fraud.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is the end.
Oh, it's the end of the Democrat-controlled House for sure, probably the Senate.
This is the end.
We'll go over all the latest election developments after the break, then into the economy today. There's huge developments there. Here's the Christian Science Monitor. Is hard currency on its way out, introducing the new virtual world currency? You're not going to get a new global paper currency. Your currencies will be denominated by the new global digital SDR. You will face scan and thumbprint globally. Part of it will go to an international VAT tax and a carbon tax. It's all been announced in 1975 by the Trilateral Commission. Exactly how all this would happen. That's how you can listen to my show from 15 years ago and hear the same thing. You can watch my films from 13 years ago and hear the exact same thing, or the show from a year ago or a month ago. But I told you, now is the time they're going to announce this. Did I pull a rabbit out of a hat? I'm not an incredible person. You know, I didn't have a crystal ball. I read their own documents, and I've seen them do everything they say they're going to do, or at least try it. So we're going to be covering that. But about an hour and a half ago, the fear-mongering began. I get ready at home. I was driving into the office and was listening to MSNBC on XM, Sirius. And they were going, oh, my gosh, there could be multiple bombs out of the Middle East on multiple aircraft. There are two aircraft, one in Newark, New Jersey, and another in Philadelphia. And, oh, my gosh, the government's saving us. And there's another courthouse up in Maine where there might be a bomb. And there's a UPS truck in Queens, New York, and the FBI's on it. Could it be a big attack? Oh, my gosh, bombs, bombs. And within 30 minutes driving in, they had shifted it and said, well, this is a over response out of, a caution, but it's a good thing to do this. And now we know it was England, and there was a shipment out of Yemen of a printer cartridge, and the printer cartridge looked very suspicious. And so basically any shipments now out of that airport, we are going to have to search them. And the terrorists, you know, we've got the naked body scanners to keep you safe from Mutalib and the underwear bomber. They actually said that. But we've got to put more security on the packages. And we've got to do something about private aviation. People are able to just go get on their own planes. And, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? It's going into the holiday season, and Al-Qaeda loves to ruin our holidays. They love to do this. And on and on and on. So two UPS planes isolated at Philly and in Newark. And it goes on to say that they are trying to keep us safe, and they've isolated the planes, and they're going over them. Cargo planes grounded in U.S. security scare. And police surround UPS planes, and they're looking at UPS trucks in New York State and in Queens and just in Long Island and just everywhere. It's so scary. And now, as this unfolds, we'll continue to tell you everything that's going on. Oh, my gosh. And every day I hear news reports, even in Texas, where it always starts around deer season. Somebody's putting their deer rifle in their car, or somebody sees somebody with a deer rifle in their gun rack, and it's totally legal, but they call the police, and we saw a man with a rifle. We saw a man getting in his car. I heard that yesterday on local news. It's so scary. We've got an alert. The police are on the ground. They may lock down areas of College Station. Somebody was seen with a rifle. Oh, my goodness. It's this culture of total and complete hysteria. But then the flu vaccine last year conservatively maimed and brain damaged tens of thousands in the U.S., admittedly caused deaths in the U.S., Europe, Australia, mainstream news, people died. Then it's like, oh, well, that's just a side effect sometimes. It's worth it overall to protect you from the flu that's so deadly. And then they admit, oh, by the way, the H1N1 shot was filled with all sorts of things that caused serious health problems. Oh, and then meanwhile, remember 2 years ago, it finally hit the news that FedEx and others were shipping weaponized flu and other things to thousands of labs. 5,000 plus labs in the U.S. had a super weaponized flu, and we found out about it when a FedEx truck crashed and this stuff was all over the highway. Remember early last year, it was in BBC, it was in Le Figaro, it was in Der Spiegel. It first broke in the Czech Republic. 14 labs had super weaponized flu sent to them, and one technician happened to test it on ferrets, and it killed them. And Baxter Pharmaceutical said it was all just an accident, but then we have the headline where in Poland and other countries, large portions of the homeless population died when they were given another experimental flu shot. You can just type homeless die after flu shot, but that's okay. That's no big deal, but a package. It could be a bomb. Bombs are so scary. We're going to get into the election, the economy, and a lot more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Briefly finishing up with all of this hype terror where they get everyone hyperventilating over a backpack at a federal building or over somebody putting their gun in the back of their car. This is all dog training. We're all being conditioned to accept our comfort zones being entered into having our rights violated. And in every case, they do it for the drug war. And it's on record that the government ships in the majority of the drugs. They've been caught over and over again. They create the crisis. They make the drugs illegal, jacking up the price. They offer the solution, total police state. They provocateur or stage the terror attacks. They offer the solution, total end of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And here's a story out of ABC News. They're nudging you. Oh, you won't go through the naked body scanners. Well, they'll just force women to do it because on average women are more compliant. And I watched that in California Tuesday morning taking off from San Jose. I sat there for 15 minutes after I went to the checkpoint watching the naked body scanners, and they were only putting women and children through. And women with children. No men. No men. They'll also just randomly say, today at the ferry, we're searching all black cars. or all red cars, or today we're searching all men, or we're searching all RVs. So that may have been it, too. But there they were, naked body scanning, pounding them with radiation, recording their naked bodies. The government's now been caught lying about that. They admit they record them. Mobile trucks, state courthouses, federal courthouses. They are putting out the mobile trucks, looking through your walls with incredibly high-powered radiation, dwarfing even the naked body scanners. And the head of the TSA, what, 3 months ago, told the Chicago Tribune, he said, in the future, in the next few years, it will be mandatory. You won't be able to opt out for a pat-down. And now they have secondary checks at the gate after you've already gone through. And I've witnessed it. Aaron, who flies a lot doing interviews for the films, has witnessed it, where they make old women and men who cannot stand up, who were paralyzed, get up. And they make other passengers, if they're by themselves, stand them up. And an old woman's crying, I can't. I mean, these are people with serious health problems, going to get cancer therapy, going to visit their family one more time. I've seen groups, one time in San Francisco, flying out to Hawaii. I wasn't flying to Hawaii. I was flying out of San Francisco back to Texas. But they were going to Hawaii. And it was a group of World War II vets. This is about 6 years ago. Who were, because I talked to them, and they all had their hats on and their vest on. They were Pearl Harbor battle survivors. And you've seen an old man who looks like he's about to die, where the eyes start sagging, where they droop down. You can see the red of the inside of the eyelids, and their eyes are seeping, and they've got, you know, crusty stuff all over their skin, and they're on a walker just battling to go with their buddies back one more time. And they had weird secondary checks then, with some type of security firm, a memory serves, it was called Wolverine Security, and it was kind of bright blue fatigues, and it was foreigners who could barely speak English. Whatever the security group this was, it was mainly Asian men, and they were literally going, "Hallelujah!" and get up, and you know, these old guys are getting up, and they're, one of them has an oxygen tank, and they're like, "What is that? What are you doing?" And the guy's like, he can't even really understand them. And this has been written about all over the news, the strip-searching women, to making them take their shirts off, making women drink their own breast milk. Like, what's in that bottle? Well, it's baby breast milk. I just pumped it. Well, drink it. And the TSA workers flipping out repeatedly and saying, I'm God, I'm God. Don't believe me? Guys, just search the term, TSA worker says he's God. Or, and they just go crazy on the power trip and start announcing, I'm God! I'm God! And started stripping off naked, running around. I mean, these are the type of lunatics. They have this police officer in Austin named Katana. And that's his last name. In fact, I had the article yesterday, never got to it. And Katana turned off the squad car video, shot a youth in a car. He got sued over it. The city's defending the suit. Then he got a DWI, and they still kept him hired. They still kept him on. And now he got fired because another police officer who's a female says that he came and invaded her house. Here's the article. Police chief fires Quintana. Domestic incident involving another officer leads to firing less than a week after Quintana was reinstated. 6 days after Austin police officer Leonardo Quintana was released and reinstated to the force, police chief Art Acevedo fired him Wednesday for a second time this year, saying Quintana trespassed in the home of another officer and assaulted her. The seven-page disciplinary memo said the officer, with whom Quintana had been romantically linked, hit her head on the wall on the incident, breaking the drywall and requiring her to seek medical treatment. The officer, Lori Norgella, said she is identified in the memo only as Officer A, also told Internal Affairs investigators that Quintana pinned her against the door to take a ring from her. On multiple occasions, he reportedly assaulted her. I mean, you know, these people are unstable. If a cop gets a DWI, fired! You're at a higher standard. If a cop turns his squad car video off and then there's a suspicious shooting, gone. But they keep the bad guys in there until their exploits get more and more insane, more and more crazy. In fact, you guys actually found the NBC article about the guy saying he was God. Put that back up on screen for me. Thank you. TSA agent arrested at LAX. And it goes on to say he was behaving erratically and saying, I'm God, I'm in charge, I'm God. And I guess it was another one who started saying something similar and running around stripping naked. That was a different one. And then how many times do they get a good-looking woman cornered and they're doing a pat-down of her and they say, listen, I'm going to say you got drugs or bombs unless you give me your phone number and become my sex slave. At least they get in trouble for that. Or other TSA workers have to go through the scanners every day because they like to abuse the abusers. And they keep making fun of the guy's genitals day after day. So he punches his supervisor in the nose. And the government says, he's arrested. It doesn't matter. We're allowed to make fun of your genitals. Remember almost a year ago in England, we reported how TV stars over there repeatedly, the women will print off their genitals and ask them to sign it. That was confirmed. And our government, and the British government said, this is ridiculous. There's no way to even save these or print them. Turns out in the manuals, they look at your genitals to tune the machine. They look at the genitals for details to see if the machine's tuned to look for weapons. So in the training, they look at your genitals because that's an area that has different folds and a shape that they can clearly tell if it's focused. Kind of like if you're a videographer, you focus in on the cracks on somebody's eyes, their crow's feet, or you focus in on their pupil and then make sure you can see the different colors in their eye. That's how you know you've got a true focus before you back the camera out. Well, they look at your genitals and they record it, and TSA now admits they record it. And at one courthouse in Florida, they saved over 40,000 images in a few months alone of your children. Now, there was a lawsuit in Denver at the state courthouse over this, and they brought in the state and federal law that people under 18, it is child porn, and so now at that one facility, they don't scan under 18. All right, I've got to get into the election news and the economy. I'm just illustrating all of this right now, how it all ties together. And here's ABC News today. This is today. We got links to it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Pat downs or full body scans. Security gets more personal in airports. And they're going to do enhanced physical searches. And they already do these sometimes during high security alerts. And I've seen it on the news where they actually put their hands on a woman's breast and squeeze in a circle. And women describe it as very painful. They put their hand between your legs and squeeze your genitals because there might be a bomb. Now they're talking about chest x-rays because their Al-Qaeda may put fake breast implant bombs in. That's AP and Reuters and ABC News. In fact, don't believe me, just search authorities worried about breast bombs, breast implant bombs, and then in the articles they say that. So see, we got to look through your house with high-powered radiation. We got to do this to you. We got to not give any radiation protection to the TSA workers who just all day are standing around right there at the machines. They're just blasting radiation everywhere. And you know what? They now call in the TSA and say, do you have a problem with the body scanners? Do you worry about radiation? And if you say, yeah, I'm worried, they say, thanks a lot, officer. And then a week later, you get your pink slip. They can find idiots that'll sit there roasting themselves. There it is, Fox News. Terrorists could use explosives and breast implants to crash planes. Experts warn, and they say they need full-body x-rays. Oh, and, you know, it doesn't matter. There won't be any lead walls for those running. There won't be any lead walls for you. It's just, it's over. Yeah. They're testing and practicing absurdity on us to break our will and make us accept it. I mean, what more will we put up with? I'm in America watching small children being taken out of strollers and x-rayed. 3 days ago, I'm having to watch this. And I was hoping they'd pull me out for it because I was going to just sit there and say, so you're radiating yourself right now. I've got to walk through this high radiation area and spend 10 minutes in a checkpoint being radiated just by the backscatter. And you don't care about yourself. And I know full well you were called aside, all of you, and asked if you had a problem with it. And those that were smart, you notice some of your coworkers aren't here now. You're killing yourselves and they're arresting me for causing a disturbance. Well, then I'd be in the news and I'd beat it in court saying you tried to stick me in a radiation chamber. I'm here warning people. How is the TSA exempt from federal radiological laws that every nurse and doctor are under? How do our troops use DU weapons when the Army's own manuals say it's going to kill them, soft kill, deader than a hammer later? But how are they going to handle this? Months ago, in the Chicago Tribune, the head of the TSA said, we will, in the next few years, it will be mandatory, there will be no opt-out secondary search. Then we had a caller, and 99% of the time, if a caller's telling the truth, which they almost always are, you can search whatever they're saying and find it. It's already open source. There's so much media out there. Nothing gets missed. That's where the real intelligence gathering is going on for the private individuals who are fighting the globalists and the globalists themselves. And the caller was a pilot, and he called in and said they're forcing everyone at this particular Texas airport, it was El Paso, to go through it. And I searched El Paso Times, everyone being body scanned. Voila, there it was, already going on 3 months ago. Now, if you try to refuse, they get you in there and they wand you and they squeeze your legs and they violate your privacy. They got federal grants for cops to take blood at checkpoints. It's all about them getting in your body. Bill Clinton's got an executive order on record they never implemented to take urine and blood to get a driver's license. Now it's being proposed in New York. It's being proposed in other states. They're now trying to take blood, or they're saying we'll waive your fees if you opt in to give us blood. See, I mean, we know what the plan is. So they're going to harass you and squeeze your genitals, and here it is, ABC News, and get their hands on you if they can't get that naked body scan of your body for their records. If they can't bathe you in the radiation chamber. Pat-downs or full body scans. Security gets more personal at airports. As TSA changes airport pat-down procedure, some ask if security's gone too far. And then it goes on to say they are increasing the pat-downs. It's more of an enhanced pat-down. And you can see it on the news where they literally grab a woman's breast and then just squeeze around the edges. Let me make sure these are real. And there's a husband right there, or there's a father or a mother watching their 14-year-old daughter, and there's that TSA worker just, oh, yeah. Couldn't get any better than this. They love it. Next time you pass through security in some airports around the country, you may face a difficult dilemma. Would you rather have a revealing full body scan or what some are calling X-rated pat-down? Some passengers opt out of the full body scan, concerned about the low dose of radiation emitted by the high-tech body scanners that are being put in place at many terminals. And what about them saving the image of your naked body? The machines also are able to see beneath clothes, creating a photorealistic picture of the passenger's body. But for those who refuse the scan, the alternative pat-down is about to get equally thorough. And there's a video clip. Watch World News Tonight with Dan Sawyer for more on the story. Starting Friday, the TSA is changing its pat-down procedure. So they want to force you to do the naked body scan. TSA officers used a pat-down procedure with the backs of their hands, but now they'll use the fronts of their hands to search more than ever before. And see, this was all about training the TSA people, too, to get the backs of their hands down a woman's inside of her thighs, and you kind of see them going, ooh, and then up over their hind end and up over their sides. I mean, it's a feel-down, you know, kind of like it's your wife. Oh, baby. You know, you go upper thighs, upper waist, up under her arms. It's a romantic thing. Not anymore. It's men and women doing this to you. And it's about training the TSA. Well, now the hands are going like this. And now they're going on your breast and on your genitals, and they squeeze them to make sure it's not an Al-Qaeda booby trap. Oh, boy. Now, listen to this. They will put their hands on body parts that were once off limits. See, well, it's for Al-Qaeda. Starting Friday, the TSA is changing its pat-down procedures. TSA officers used to pat-down passengers with the backs of their hands, but now they'll use the fronts of their hands to search more than ever before. In some cases, touching body parts that were once off limits. Genitals and breast. Genitals and breast. They are going to put their hands on your private parts. They are going to squeeze them. They're going to touch them. They're going to enjoy themselves. And that's why they've had so many TSA workers busted raping children. So, this is the way they humiliate you. This is how they teach you. This is how they train you. And all the cases of where women have piercings and they take them behind closed doors and go, here's a pair of pliers, remove that piercing. They can see full well it's metal. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're just being trained basically for giant gas chambers. I mean, that's what this is. It's they're training you to take your urine, take your blood at checkpoints to get DMV. They're openly announcing they're going to have giant checkpoints on the news that body scan you to go to a football game, to go to a theater event, to go hear the opera, everything. This is everyone being inculcated, worse than Nazi Germany, and the government is staging the terror attacks, and even if you don't believe that fact, they are using it on you in their own internal documents. You are the target. And it goes on to describe pilots are refusing to have their genitals grabbed. Women are refusing. People get angry. And you know what? How many people have been beaten to death in the U.S. and Canada and England? You hear about it all the time. Oh, she choked herself on the handcuffs that were behind her back. Oh, we jumped on this guy's head and broke his neck. We don't know why he died. You start talking back. They pull out a billy club and a taser. And you don't want me touching your genitals? Yeah! 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 You're going to submit to us and the bankers are going to take all the money you got. And we're going to search your houses and look through your walls with big x-ray vans. And we're going to leave the borders wide open. And the top of Al-Qaeda is going to have dinner at the Pentagon. And there's nothing you're going to do about it. Nothing. We're going to squeeze.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nosed revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is not America. This is not freedom. This is not security. This is the baptism of tyranny, the baptism of oppression, the baptism of the end of dignity. Little piece of me. We die for the system. We're going to be be talking about the economy, the election, all that's happening. In fact, I'm not going to do it right now with Bob Chapman coming up. Then we have the head of one of the biggest unions and involved with the government, the parliament, the prime minister decrying him in Australia going public for 9/11 truth. He's joining us from Australia during the last hour to get into people standing up and having courage because 9/11 is being used to enslave all of us, regardless of what you really think happened with it. Shouldn't the head of Al-Qaeda dining at the Pentagon 2 months after 9/11 be an issue? Or are we supposed to just forget that and send our kids to the naked body scanners? By the way, Rob Dews shot video at the airport a few months ago that we've never shown. He just reminded me of it. Of people being sent through naked body scanners and then having the enhanced pat-down done. So, you don't want to go through a body scanner? We're just gonna humiliate you. We're going to touch your private parts. It has nothing to do with fighting terror. Okay, I'm done talking about that for now. Later we'll have that video. And they always have these little stage fear-mongering events to remind us of, you know, how important the whole police state is to all of us. Now, I'm going to go through the numbers and what's happening in the states, but I've been really studying it in depth the last few weeks. And Sharon Engel is pulling away with about a 5-point lead in most of the polls. What I do is go through an index of polls in Nevada against Harry Reid. Rand Paul had lost some of his lead of, on average, about 9 points, down to about 5. Now he surged back to 9 points ahead in some polls, 10, 11, 12 points in others, in scientific polls. But that doesn't mean they're going to win, because even Sharon Engel's lawyer has said clearly Harry Reid is trying to steal this election. And in the biggest county in Nevada, there have been thousands of reports of not being able to vote for Sharon Engel for Senate. You can only vote for Harry Reid, and they're calling that a glitch. It's not a glitch that most of the troops didn't get their ballots, or that the ballots they did get have been lost, being shipped back to the United States from all the countries they're in. Different election officials have been indicted in Florida and several other states in the last week, caught red-handed. It's usually people running for higher office who happen to be the election officials who are being caught with their hands directly in the cookie jar. And that is a serious conflict of interest. So we're going to see more dirty tricks, but it is now starting to get picked up by more newspapers and TV in Kentucky. The Jack Conway cover-up, he and his prosecutor brother getting tipped off about a narcotics raid, and then his brother and others lying about it once they got caught, and the detectives lying about it. They've been caught red-handed in what is clear obstruction of justice. That's really stinging him hard. So good job for everybody getting that information out. But I'm really worried about Rand Paul, because he's more than just a man. He's more than just a senatorial candidate who it looks like is going to win 3 days from now. It's just 3 full days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so it's about 3.5 days until Tuesday and the election. And it looks like a complete wave of Republican victories. If I had to guess, the Republicans will get 50 seats in the House of Representatives and 9 seats to 10 seats. If they get 10, they take the Senate back in the U.S. Senate. But there is election fraud. And the good thing is, this is a much better crop of Republicans than came in 94, who were neocons, led by Newt Gingrich. Boehner and others, though he's an acolyte of Gingrich, know they're all gone in 2 years if they don't deliver the end of Obamacare, the end of carbon taxes, and the rest of it. The problem is they also want the naked body scanners of the police state. But there are a lot of good candidates in there. This is a big victory against the globalists. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.